In the spring, Ann Arbor City Council narrowly passed a first reading of an ordinance amendment to limit the tax increment financing the Downtown Development Authority can capture. The second reading of this amendment was postponed more than half a dozen times, and a joint City Council DDA task force was created to develop an amendment that would get more support. Councilmember Stephen Kunstelman says this collaboration has worked, and the end result will benefit the community.
Great collaboration and cooperation among my council members, my colleagues in council, and the DDA board members. I think it's a great testament to the purpose of what we were trying to do, and that is just make the institution more responsive to the city and to the other taxpaying authorities, and I think we're getting there.
Chair of the DDA board, Sandy Smith, says she thinks this amendment is better, but will still end up harming the city in the long run.
We would potentially have $117 million worth of bonding capacity over the next 10 years. That's being cut in half. Those are dollars that would be spent on city infrastructure. So now if we need to do it, we have to go to the general fund money. So I'm not sure that they were elected to represent all the other taxing authorities. I thought they were elected to represent the city of Ann Arbor and the citizens.
The amendment will also set term limits for DDA board members, but a two-term limit was changed to three terms, or 12 consecutive years, on the board. The DDA would also be asked to put $300,000 into their housing fund and increase this amount by the TIF capture percentage increase each year. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.